What's up, man? All right, guys. Tonight, I'm giving you a tour of one of the, one of the nightlife alleyways. You can call it that if you want. This is where all the bars are. There is no nightclubs because they have a curfew. So no nightclubs, but they do have tons of bars. So I'm just gonna walk around this area. This is around Old Town Lviv, which rhymes with I love Yogi Ob's mom. You know, guys, I'd go out to Riga just so I can say Riga rhymes with nigga. So here in Ukraine, guys, so far so good. It's sunny during the day. It's not rainy. I'm good here, guys. But for all of you guys out there who are interested in the senoritas, Ukrainian 304s are still winning big. You know, they got some cuties here, but by per capita, Latvia was way better when it came to women by per capita. So, I mean, by American standards, you know, a 3 here is like a 7 by American standards. So, my game plan, guys, would actually come back to Eastern Europe before summer. I'll come back before summer and I will go to Liepāja in Latvia. I think Liepāja is like one of the top, I don't know, 3 or 4 largest cities in Latvia. It's all the way by the ocean, so I'm sure, and it's on the western side, so it's away from the cold, I guess. So I'm sure, God willing, of course, Liepāja in Latvia will be amazing in the summertime. So that's gonna be my game plan, would be to come back here during summer. Now, I'm out here in Lviv for about a month. After this, guys, I might go to Bulgaria for a week. And depending on how well everything does, whether it's MGTOW TV or Metuali web services, I might come back to America, or I just might, you know, keep jet setting around Europe, you know. The good thing about Europe, guys, is that it's hella cheap. I mean, Airbnbs cost around 500 to like 600 and something. Food is like $300 a month. Less than that, actually, if you know how to really budget, which, you know, I don't. But, yeah, guys, you can easily live in Eastern Europe on a $1,000 budget. Here in Lviv, obviously, you don't need a car. In Latvia, you really don't need a car either in Latvia. You can take the public transport over there. Same thing here in Lviv, guys. You can take public transport as well. It's just that the transport here in Lviv is not as good as Riga. Simply because some of that stuff has like been around since, you know, since Stalin or some dumb shit like that, you know. But at the end of the day, man, it has a heater and it freaking works. Like, what do you guys want more than that, really? You know? So, this is what, Friday? Oh, look. Arabic. I'm telling you guys, Muslim sales are here. In particular, Turkmen, you know? Turkish people are a lot like Mexicans to us Americans, you know? Whatever jobs the Americans don't want to do or not willing to do, or, you know, the government deems, you know, we need migrants for, they get Mexicans. Well, in Eastern Europe, they get Turkish people, you know, so a lot of Turks here. A lot of kebab restaurants, you know. I think kebab is probably more popular than anything else here, to be honest with you at this point. That's the Lviv croissant over there. I do apologize. My phone doesn't work right. Lviv croissant. It's actually better during the day for me to do this. But I figured, you know, since I'm walking around at night, might as well pull out the camera, you know. Lviv croissant is a chain. So they're pretty decent, you know. I personally like Coffee Lab, but if you're gonna go and you wanna eat a croissant with your coffee and shit like that, then you can definitely go to Lviv croissants, okay? Now, I've said this in my past videos and I'm gonna say it again. The English in this country on a scale from 0 to 100 is like a 1, okay? So, pretty much nobody knows anything. Maybe they know hello, that's about it. You don't know anything other than that, you know? And this is quite frankly one of the reasons why I can walk around and talk shit about the natives and not worry. Not to mention I'm like the biggest person here because all their fit men have been killed. I know, in the immortal words of Red Pill Married, I ain't shit. But it is what it is, dudes, it really is. So, it's the same thing as back in America, guys. It's really the same thing, you know, when it comes to the fee fails. ATM, like Red Pill Married says, attention, time, and money. Girls just wanna have fun, guys, you know? So, at the end of the day, you guys need to keep in mind, because of the curfew, there's no bars, and because they're playing soccer, let me go around them. You know, guys who dress like furry animals creep me out, to be honest with you. I get creeped out by furries. So, because there's no nightclubs, guys, you can't, like, get a girl drunk and take her home, you know? So, yeah, make sure you're like the top 5% dude if you want to take a girl home with you. So, it's the same everywhere. Hey man, how you doing? They got sushi, but I'm pretty sure it's hella expensive. I told you guys, don't eat like Asian stuff outside of like the West, because the natives here will like fuck your shit up, you know. Just something for you guys to look at. Ryan Square, that's where everything is. So we can go to, there's a Golden Rose Synagogue. You know, let's keep going that way, just for the heck of it.
Go.
Hey, how you doing?
Excuse me.
Yes.
My name is Taras.
Yes.
My name is Taras.
Oh, my name is Omar.
Omar.
Yes, sir.
Turkish.
Well, part Turkish, but American. Yeah, part Turkish. Yes. Right, thank you. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Take care. Be safe out there. Alright, guys. So we're going to the Garden Rose. See what's up with it. Huh? I don't speak Ukrainian. Only English. English and Spanish. Yeah, English, Spanish, that's it. I want to see what this place is all about. Yeah, he might be Turkish, so that's why I didn't say Arabic. Because like I said, man, this place is full of Turks, dudes. Nothing to write home about. So I think it's a little bit after 9 o'clock. Curfew's in like 3 hours. So this is about as lively as it will get. What you guys see here is about as, well, not in this particular spot, but you know, where we were a couple of minutes ago, that's about as lively as it's gonna get for Lviv. And you know, it's not bad, guys. It's really not bad, you know? So we're probably gonna go to the problem with Renok Square, is that it doesn't have a lot of lights on it. It's really good for the day, not for nighttime shit. You know, we can't do nighttime MGTOW walk and talk shit like Kendall Rican says over at Ryan or whatever square it's called. Cause again, the lightning there, they don't have lightning there, you know? So here, when you're walking down these alleyways, obviously you got light and you'll be able to see shit, you know? If we go down Ryan Square, it's gonna be hella empty. I'm sorry, not hella empty, but hella, you know, dark. And this phone, obviously, the Latin Cathedral is in front of us. St. Andrew's. So let's go take a look at the Latin Cathedral then. Because like I said, you know, this phone effing sucks when it comes to like nighttime camera and shit like that. So it is what it is, guys. And there's pay to play here, guys, okay? A lot of pay to play ladies here, okay? I don't do that in the white people's country because I can organically pull. But yeah, for those of you guys who are into pay to play, yeah, that's available here. I think we were here already. Were we here? I don't think so. Oh, look, there's Pooja and Pajit. You know, Muhop there.
Is that?
No. So somebody was driving up here, you know? Pooja and Pajit, you know? You all heard of Chad and Stacy? Well, meet Pooja and Pajit, you know? Pooja and Pajit are the total and complete. Oh, there's a guy on a motorcycle. Yeah, right in front of us. That's it there, you know? Pajit and Pooja. Yeah, the Indian people are the total and complete opposite of Chad and Stacy. I'm not saying they're bad people by any means. I'm just saying looks wise, you know, they're the total and complete opposite of Chad and Stacy. There's a lot of pay to play in here, guys. This is like a strip club, you know? So pay to play is big in there. But like I said, I don't do that nigger shit here, you know? Yeah, this place, yeah, pay to play. I mean, it's really better to give you a day tour than to give you a night tour, to be honest with you, because if you look over there, it's so freaking dark and this phone effing sucks when it comes to like nightlife shit. So I'm just gonna walk down this street a little bit, guys, give you a preview, and then we're gonna call it a night. And then, you know, during the day, I'll give you a day tour, God willing, of course. But I just wanted to give you a tour of Old Town Lviv and show you like the bar scene, stuff like that. I mean, this is about as good as it's gonna get, guys. Again, there's no nightclubs because of the curfew. So personally, I'm not a fan of the nightclubs myself, so it don't, none of this bothers me, man. Heck, I'm actually a big fan of the curfew, you know. The curfew really has nothing to do with the war. It's just to keep the Ukrainian men from doing nigger shit at night, you know. The number of times I saw fights almost start by a bunch of drunk people. The number of times I saw drunk people like fall over and break up shit and dumb nigger shit like that. That's the reason why they have the curfew, guys. It has nothing to do with the war, man. It's to keep the natives from doing nigger shit. So, at the end of the day, guys, when it comes to the females, it's the same thing as America, guys. It's the same thing. Minus the morbid obesity and the tattoos, it's really the same thing, you know. During the day, these 304s, you know, they connive with one another. And at night, you know, they get their beta male simps, you know, and they start using their meat. You know, like Red Pill Mary said, meat stands for money, energy, attention, time, you know. So all these poor Ukrainian dudes out here walking around with all these 304s, they're just wasting their meat, man. But, hey, man, that's the power of pussy. I mean, they're dying for it, even though their women are actually winning. But, hey, man, who am I to tell a goy what to do and what not to do, you know? But I have to admit, guys, Lviv is nice. Ukraine is nice, you know. I know the government-wise and shit like that, you know, but take away all that nigger shit. This is a nice place. But again, my heart is in Latvia simply because the per capita of hotter women are in Latvia. Not to mention, guys, I was actually getting legit height-mogged by Latvian chicks. Here, guys, no. Not even the men are height-mogging me, you know. Oh, looks like an Intel got himself a girl. You can tell she's not interested, but he, like, wants it. That's what happens when you get a little bit of alcohol in a woman, you know. That's why they have Me Too in America. Regret sex, I guess. Let's go this way. Then make a U-turn. I think we came through here earlier. I don't think so. But why not? We're going out for a walk. After this, guys, I'm gonna go to a pub, check my emails and shit like that, and then call it a night. But yeah, guys, it's the same thing as America when it comes to the females, guys. Even in Latvia, dude. Even in Latvia, man. Ain't nobody winning, man. That's the Nagasaki Hiroshima truth of the matter. Ain't nobody winning other than Chad, who just comes in at like 12:45 in the morning and comes in that pussy, and then by 1:01 he's like long gone. So other than Chad, ain't no dude winning, man. So we're gonna continue down that way, and if there's anything interesting, we'll keep on rolling. If not, we're just gonna call it a night. Yeah, guys, don't ever simp for a woman. Don't ever let a woman lead you like that. Like I said, dudes, these women, they connive during the day, and then at night, they go out to the beta males. And the beta male is thinking to himself, I'm gonna get me some. It's like, nah, bro. You're just a beta bucks deluxe to some sharmuta. All right, I think we're gonna call it a night at this street. We're gonna call it a night here, guys. Like I said, you guys have to keep in mind, man, you know, how many dudes are these women going out with on a daily basis? 5, 10, 20, 100? How many times have they done that in their life, you know? A billion times, you know? So there's nothing special about you. There's, you know, like the old MGTOW saying, it's not your girl, it's only your turn. Okay, I think we were here. I'm gonna finish it off on this church over here, whatever it is. Yeah, I'm gonna finish it off here, guys. All All right, guys. Talk to you later. Peace.